The bill to fund the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration cleared another procedural hurdle on Thursday when it advanced out of the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley is the ranking member of the Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees USDA and FDA spending, and he says this is a good, balanced bill.
There are a number of programs here that you all have weighed in. You've shared your thoughts with the chairman of the subcommittee and with myself. We've tried to do everything we could to incorporate the challenges that we face in agriculture across our nation. And I feel very good with the way that dialogue went and the changes we've been able to make in this bill.
Among other things, the bill includes $1.5 million for a USDA office in Cuba, $40.2 million for the Food Safety Modernization Act, and $1.8 billion for USDA's Agricultural Research Service. The bill has many similarities with similar legislation from the House, but is missing spending for education on biotechnology that is included in the House portion of the bill. R.J. Carney with the American Farm Bureau Federation says he doesn't expect to see that funding in a Senate bill.
Chances are that with what's going on in the Senate Agriculture Committee, regards to the Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow, as they try to find a compromise regards to the labeling issue of GMO products, I would not anticipate the Senate to take up the outreach at this point.
The Senate's version also avoids cuts of crop insurance, but Carney says those programs may not be out of the woods quite yet.
I'm sure when it gets to the House, the Senate floor, that there will be some attempts with an open amendment process on a variety of different issues, including some attempts on the commodity programs.
The bill now heads to the full Senate for consideration. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.